This is a quote from Avyakt Murli of November 4th, 2001. When you put a dot or a period or a full stop in your practical life, does it take a second? And the Supreme Soul goes on to say, for instance, when a situation comes in front of you, does it take a second to put a dot to that? Why is the Supreme Source so particular about this particular point, about being able to put a period or a full stop to the past? Because if you think about it, in today's world, it's all too easy to get trapped in the cycle of overthinking. Our minds, if you think about it, are like valuable real estates, yet we often clutter them with junk instead of building palaces of peace. But what if there was a very simple technique that could help us break free from this mental prison of overthinking, overanalyzing, thinking about the past, having regrets? How can we do this? How can we put a period or a full stop to any situation that comes in front of us? And so I want you to imagine being able to be detached from a situation in just a second, without getting caught up in the endless cycle of analysis and regret. By learning to put a period to our thoughts, we can control our minds and move forward with clarity and purpose. This technique actually isn't just a mental exercise, it's backed by science. According to neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and research on neuroplasticity, our brains are capable of change. When we imagine ourselves responding differently to past situations, we are creating new neural pathways and literally rewiring our brains. This process is called reconsolidation, and it allows us to update or modify our memories with new perspectives. By consistently envisioning a new response, our brain starts to store that new response as the default memory. But this technique isn't just about changing our brains. It's about transforming ourselves on a deeper level. When we shift our thoughts and reactions, we are reprogramming our souls, letting go of old pain, fear, and attachments that keep us tethered to the past. As we train ourselves to detach from negative emotions tied to old memories, we are not just changing neural connections. We are aligning our minds and souls with a new way of being, detached, peaceful, and centered in the present moment. This is where real growth happens. When we change the way we think and feel, we are not just making a cognitive shift, we are changing who we are at the deepest level. We start living more fully in the now, free from the grip of the past. So how do we practice this technique? Here's a simple exercise to get you started. Step one, think of a situation from your recent past that caused you to overthink or get stuck in a negative thought loop. Step number two, in your mind's eye, go back to the moment when that situation first unfolded. Step number three, now imagine yourself putting a period on that moment, consciously detaching from the emotional turmoil and letting it go. Step number 4, repeat this exercise with as many past situations as you can, consistently reinforcing the new neural pathways and updating your default responses. As you practice this technique, you'll find it easier to let go of the past and stay centered in the present. You, the soul, will become aligned with a new way of being, one that is detached, peaceful, and focused on the here and now. Remember, true victory isn't about having the last word or proving a point. It's about keeping your inner peace. No matter what life throws your way. So start putting periods on your overthinking today and experience the freedom of living fully in the present moment. Om Shanti, I am peace.